Assistant Chief Constable Wayne Mawson speaking at the rollout of Smart Water nationally across Scotland. Mr. Mawson, why are we looking to roll this product out further than the original pilot?
Well, we found when we launched the pilot in Edinburgh several months ago now that it had a dramatic and almost immediate effect on the criminal fraternity. They were looking at the Smart Water posters in the street, they were looking at the stickers on the front doors, and they turned on the heels and they thought, you know what, it's just not worth the risk. Now, to me, that's a great news story, because what members of the public tell me who've been victims of housebreaking is there is nothing more invasive than having somebody come into your house, look through the drawers of your house, look into your cupboards, turn things out. It really can have a lasting psychological effect on people, particularly the more vulnerable members of society. So it's absolutely right and proper that we do something about that. Where it's a local problem, we'll address that local need.
And in terms of the successes that we've already seen on the basis of the pilot, what can you say about that?
Well, I mean, it was almost immediate and it was significant, and it's remained massively down ever since the pilot was launched. What we want to see now right across Scotland is exactly the same thing happening again. We want to send out a real strong message to would-be housebreakers that if you break into a house with Smart Water, in every likelihood, you will be found, you will be arrested, you will be charged, and you will go to court. This stuff, Smart Water product, it's got a fantastic proven track record in the courts. It's never been challenged. And, you know, it would be an extremely foolish thing to go into a Smart Water protected home.
And just finally, the Grange and Green Bank areas of Edinburgh where it was piloted obviously had seen a problem with housebreaking, but following the pilot saw a 53% reduction. The new areas that have been selected, that's not at random.
No, it's not at random at all. What we've done is we've spoken to communities and we've said, is housebreaking a priority concern in your area? We've looked at the hard analysis, the hard figures as well, which are the areas that are being targeted by housebreakers. And bringing both of those things together, we've decided on where are the most appropriate places for deployment of this product and this operation. And that's exactly where we're targeting.